Welcome. On behalf of the whole organization and our family, this is always a day that we get really excited for, because on a day like today, we honor somebody that's been a huge part of the history in building the foundation of the Patriots, and we'll see Raymond Claiborne later today, but we also get, you can applaud for Raymond. We also get to bring back so many of the men that have made the history of this team so special back here so that the fans can interact with them. For my father and I, it's like when we were younger and we were just fans and being around all of them. And these great men who have been a part of our history come back right at the start of training camp every year, which is the start of a new season where we hope to be able to make a little more history. And, hopefully. I think what makes this year, which is going to be our 10th induction ceremony, so special for us is that the hall was only opened a little less than 9 years ago. And yesterday, we welcomed our millionth guest into the hall. And if you haven't been, you got to check it out. But the thing, aside from honoring these great men, the thing that's been so special for our organization is right from the start, we've partnered with the greatest secret in all of New England, which is Raytheon Corporation. And for those of you that don't know Raytheon, Raytheon is the company who's designing the defense systems and the weapons that keeps our true patriots, the men and the women who are serving this country all over the world. Raytheon designs the systems that keeps them safe and ensures all of our liberties and freedoms so we can do things like gather here today or watch footballs on Sundays in the fall. And we are so, so blessed to have them as our partner. And the thing that's great about Raytheon is that when we first went to them and told them about our vision for the hall, we also told them we were going to honor great patriots, football player patriots, but that we wanted to use the hall as a foundation to show how football could teach people about math and science. We all know that a lot of people could still learn about that. And Raytheon bought into our vision, and the 60,000-plus men and women strong at that company who are all excellent at science, technology, engineering, and math helped us design a curriculum that every school year, over 20,000 school-age children come through the hall and get exposed to how football wouldn't be possible without math and science. And hopefully, in doing that, we get them excited about pursuing a career in the STEM areas and going on, if they can't play football, to going to companies like Raytheon and helping to do such important work for our country. So thank you all again for being here today. I'm going to turn it over to John Rook, our Master of Ceremonies.
Welcome. Everybody ready? As Jonathan said, I'm John Rook. I'm the voice of the Patriots here at Gillette, getting ready to embark on my 25th season here with this organization, and I've never been prouder to be a part of this group than I am here today with you. Induction Day here is always special for the inductee, but it's special for all of us, really, all of us who are fans, because the Patriots are the only team in the NFL that allows you to annually select the Hall of Fame honoree. They also invite all of us to be here to celebrate the occasion for free as well. So I think that says something about the craft, that says something about this organization. It says something about all of us that we can all share in this wonderful day and this honor for a guy like Raymond Claiborne. Now, that deserves applause, absolutely. Just a bit of a side note, but a bit of personal pride here. Raymond and I are from the same hometown, Fort Worth, Texas. I'm very proud of him today, even though he's got me by a couple of years. But we're also from the same alma mater, University of Texas, so forgive me, but hook 'em horns. Raymond made an immediate impact here with an outstanding rookie season in 1977, and he maintained a very high level of play, as you know, for 13 years. He's created many memories for so many of us throughout those years, so it's our turn now to return the favor and make this moment memorable for him. So are you ready? That's weak. I said, are you ready? Outstanding. All right. First, we want to welcome some very special guests here today. They may be kind of small in stature, but they're real shiny. They represent five of the greatest games and memorable moments in franchise history. All right, before we introduce our alumni present today, we need to pause for just a moment to acknowledge the loss of one of our legends. On July 15th, the Patriots organization mourned the passing of Patriot Hall of Famer Vito Babe Parilli at the age of 87. We thought it'd be most appropriate today to pause for just a moment prior to our Hall of Fame ceremony for a moment of silence so we could remember Babe. Thank you. You know, this afternoon we're honored to welcome back more than 40 Patriots alumni, including 9 Patriot Hall of Famers. Collectively, they represent more than 270 years of Patriots service, covering a span of 46 seasons from 1966 through 2011. So, if you would, please provide a very warm, enthusiastic Patriot welcome as I introduce our alumni in attendance today. We will start with the alumni whose careers began in the 1960s and 1970s. Please welcome back Senator Peter Brock. Coach Rick Buffington. Running back, Bob Cappadona. Defensive tackle, Rick Cash. Safety, Tim Fox. Tight end, Don Hasselbeck. Defensive back, Billy Johnson.
linebacker Steve King. Linebacker Bill Matthews. Offensive tackle Bob McKay. Defensive back Art McMahon. Kicker John Smith. Guard Len St. G. Defensive tackle Ed Toner. Wide receiver Randy Vataha. Kicker Jeff White. Punter and quarterback Tom Usick. Now from the 1980s through the 2000s, please welcome home wide receiver Mike Benson. Safety Jim Bowman. Linebacker Matt Chatham. Linebacker Vernon Crawford. Running back Elgin Davis. Linebacker Ilya Yaroschuk. Wide receiver Cedric Jones. Running back Bernie Leggett. Defensive back Ronnie Lippett. Center Guy Morris. Quarterback Jim Murphy. Nose tackle Tom Porrell. Linebacker Ed Reynolds. Defensive end Brent Williams. Defensive end Toby Williams. Quarterback Scott Zolak. Ladies and gentlemen, we also have nine representatives of the Patriots Hall of Fame with us here today as well. To begin with, let's welcome back Rachel Nance, representing her father, Patriots Hall of Fame running back Jim Nance. Also today, he played for the Patriots for nine seasons and is the team's all-time leading rusher with 5,453 yards. His 43 rushing touchdowns are second in team history. He was the team's leading rusher in 1978 when it set the NFL single-season rushing record with 3,165 team rushing yards. He's a member of the Patriots' 50th anniversary team and the 1970s All-Decade team. Please welcome home 2010 Patriot Hall of Fame inductee, Sam Bam Cunningham. He holds the franchise record with 12,349 all-purpose yards, finishing his 13-year career in New England ranked fifth in rushing yards, fifth in the receptions with 431, also the most ever by a Patriot running back. In the decade of the 2000s, he was one of just six NFL players with more than 3,000 rushing yards and 3,000 receiving yards. He scored 33 touchdowns while helping the Patriots to 3 Super Bowl championships. Welcome home, 2016 Patriot Hall of Fame inductee, Kevin Falk. He played in 3 different decades, over 16 seasons, from 1975 to 1990, and threw for 26,886 yards and 182 touchdowns. Never one to avoid contact, he also rushed for 2,164 yards and 35 more touchdowns. His 12 rushing touchdowns by a quarterback in 1976 stood as an NFL record for 35 years until Cam Newton broke it in 2011. He's a member of the Patriots' 35th anniversary team. Welcome home, 1995 Patriot Hall of Fame inductee, Steve Durocher. A consummate deep threat. His 19.2 yards per catch receiving average is the best in NFL history among the 100 players with 500 or more receptions. He played 13 seasons in New England from 1977 to 1989 and held the franchise touchdown record with 68 until Rob Gronkowski broke it last season. His 10,352 receiving yards are the most in team history. He was named to the Patriots' 50th anniversary team in 2009. Welcome home, 2008. Patriot Hall of Fame inductee, Stanley Morgan! He was a hard-nosed linebacker in New England for 14 seasons, from 1974 to 1987. He finished with a very patriotic 1776 total tackles. He was voted to 3 Pro Bowls while recording more than 100 tackles 9 times in his career and averaging more than 10 per game. He was named to the Patriots' 35th anniversary team in 1994, the team of the century in 2000, and to the 50th anniversary team in 2009. Welcome home, 93 Patriots Hall of Fame inductee, Steve Nelson. In 1991, he became the first Patriot to be selected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He played for the Patriots from 1973 through 1985. He was selected to the NFL's 75th anniversary team, the NFL's All-Decade team for the 1970s and 1980s, and the Patriots' Team of the Century in 2000. He was named All-Pro 10 straight years with the Patriots, and he earned the nickname Hog. Please welcome home Patriot and Pro Football Hall of Famer, John Hanna. In 1997, he became the second Patriot to be selected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He played for the Patriots from 1976 through 1982. He was selected to the NFL's 75th anniversary team, the NFL's All-Decade team for the 1980s, and the Patriots' Team of the Century again in 2000. He was named to 6 Pro Bowls with the Patriots, 3 more before retiring. Please welcome Patriot and Pro Football Hall of Famer, Mike Haynes. He was one of the greatest linebackers to ever play this game. He's the franchise record holder with 100 career sacks. He holds the team record for most sacks in a season with 18 and a half in 1984, and his 35 sacks by a linebacker over a two-year span remains an NFL record. He was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2008, joining John Hanna as the only two players to earn induction to the Hall of Fame after spending their entire career with the Patriots. He was also selected to the NFL's All-Decade Team for the 1980s. Welcome back, Patriot and Pro Football Hall of Famer, Andre Tippett! Ladies and gentlemen, it's now my great pleasure to introduce this afternoon's honoree. If you turn your attention to the video boards and the nearby monitors for some highlights from his Hall of Fame career.
The New England Patriots chose cornerback Raymond Claiborne out of the University of Texas with the 16th overall pick in the 1977 NFL Draft, and his impact was immediate. While returning kicks as a rookie, Claiborne set a pair of franchise records that still stand by averaging 31 yards per run back and scoring three touchdowns. For five of his 13 seasons with the Pats, Claiborne patrolled the New England secondary opposite Mike Haynes, helping to form the NFL's most feared cornerback tandem while excelling in the shadow of the future Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Michael Haynes was such a great, great player. And Raymond Claiborne was a great player. So I think Raymond Claiborne very, very well deserving of being in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Following the 1985 regular season, Claiborne enjoyed one of his finest hours in the franchise's first AFC Championship game as the Patriots sought to snap their 18-game losing streak in order to make the team's first ever appearance in the Super Bowl.
And our whole game plan was that Raymond's going to take his side of the field, whether it be Duper or Clayton, man for man, and the rest of us could shift our coverage to the other side. And that was the greatest game I've ever seen a corner ever play.
Intercepted, Raymond Claiborne.
And I think anybody who played either offensively or defensively with Ray Claiborne in those years would agree that he belongs in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming today's honoree, Raymond Claiborne! This man needs no introduction, but we're going to do it anyway because he deserves it. He's watched the career of every Patriot in attendance today. He attended games in the 60s at each of the Boston Patriot venues. When the team moved to Foxborough in 71, he bought season tickets. 23 years later, he bought the team, and he pledged to help bring a championship to New England. And I'd say he's delivered on that promise several times over. In his 23 years as owner, the Patriots have sustained unprecedented success and more than two decades of dominance. The team has won more games, more division titles, more conference championships, and more Super Bowls than any other team in the NFL. He privately financed the construction of Gillette Stadium and decided to decorate it with banners. And on September 7th, when the Patriots host the NFL's 2017 season opener, well, they'll hang what is sure to be unequivocally the sweetest of the five Super Bowl championship banners. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce Patriot Chairman and CEO, Mr. Robert Kraft.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Thank you very much. Pretty cool being out here, and love seeing you all. I hope it's not too cold up there. Well, thank you, John. And as we all know, having a great quarterback is one of the keys to success in the NFL. But having a great cornerback is a pretty good idea, too. Neither are easy to find, but the Patriots have been blessed to have some of the game's greatest at both positions. And if you want to build a premier defense in the NFL, what's better than having a shutdown cornerback? Try having two shutdown cornerbacks. And for the Patriots, that was the plan when Chuck Fairbanks and Buck O'Kilroy drafted cornerback Mike Haynes and Raymond Claiborne. In back-to-back drafts in 1976 and 1977. And for the next six seasons, the Patriots featured two of the best in franchise history and one of the best cornerback tandems ever to play the game. Raymond made an immediate impact and left an indelible mark in the Patriots record book as a kick returner in his rookie year. In just his third game, he returned a kickoff 100 yards for a touchdown against the Jets. It was the longest kickoff return in franchise history at the time. And about a month later, I was at the game with my boys in Schaefer Stadium when he did it again. He became the first player in franchise history to score twice on kickoff returns in one season. I remember the reaction from my boys and how quickly Raymond became a family favorite. In the season finale, he scored again on the road for a record third time in one season. To put that into perspective, consider this. In the franchise 17-year history prior to Raymond's arrival, Patriots players had combined to return just five kicks for touchdowns. In Raymond's rookie season alone, he returned three kickoffs for touchdowns. That and his 31-yard average per return each led the NFL and earned him all rookie team honors. And remarkably, 40 years later, both remain franchise records. Personally, I can't believe that that was 40 years ago, especially since I still think I'm 35. So when I look at the qualities that you look for in the Patriots Hall of Fame candidate, I measure three defining characteristics. One is team success. Two is reliability. And third is overall individual performance. Raymond delivered in all three areas. In terms of team success, expectations were much different in the late 60s and early 70s. for nearly a decade, the thought of the Patriots in the playoffs was a mirage that typically disappeared by mid-season. Fans were eager to celebrate any success, and Raymond's arrival helped the Patriots become a perennial playoff contender. In the decade prior to Raymond's arrival, the Patriots had just one winning season. Conversely, in the 10 years after the Patriots drafted him, the Patriots had just one losing season and qualified for the playoffs four times. In terms of reliability, Raymond was in a class by himself. He still owns the franchise records with 161 consecutive games played and 147 consecutive games started. That was 11 seasons without missing a game. Today, he still ranks sixth all-time in overall games played, 191 games. And in terms of overall individual performance, Raymond left a lasting legacy. He set the franchise record with 36 career interceptions, which was later tied by our good friend and Hall of Famer, Ty Law. He was named to four All-Pro teams, and he went to three Pro Bowls. He was named to the Patriots All-Decade teams in two different decades, and he still owns the multiple franchise records for kickoff returns. And in the AFC Championship game in 1985, his individual performance in Miami truly helped to squish the fish. While Raymond had many great performances, that's the game that sticks out to me above all others. That year, the Dolphins won the division, and the Patriots finished as the wild card team. At that time, no wild card team had ever advanced to the Super Bowl. In order for the Patriots to do so, they would have to beat three heavily favored teams, the Jets, the Raiders, and the Dolphins, who had a combined record of 23-2 at home that season. The good news was road wins at New York and Los Angeles propelled the Patriots to their first AFC championship game in their history. The bad news was that they had to travel to the Orange Bowl in Miami, which had been the Patriots' house of horrors for decades. The Dolphins were undefeated at home that year, and the Patriots had not won in Miami in 18 years. Let's just say the Patriots faced about as long of odds in that game 31 years ago as we did trailing 28-3 late in the third quarter in Super Bowl 51. And we all know how that turned out. As I said, having a great quarterback is one of the keys to success in the NFL, and the Dolphins featured one in Dan Marino. In just his third season, he was already a three-time Pro Bowler, league MVP, and well on his way to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But having a great cornerback is a pretty good idea, too. And at that time, no one was playing the position better than Raymond. In fact, as great as Marino was in those first three seasons, his lowest three completion percentage game all came against the Patriots. The Patriots knew it would take a Herculean effort to beat the Dolphins. And Raymond played what I believe was the finest game of his 13 years as a Patriot. He recorded 6 passes defensed, including an interception, limiting Marino to just 20 completions out of 48 attempts. It was the second lowest completion percentage of Marino's 18-game playoff career. And as you all know, the Patriots truly did indeed squish the fish and advanced to Super Bowl 20, largely because of Raymond's performance. After 13 seasons in New England, Raymond left the Patriots to play his last 2 seasons in Cleveland. And when I called him to inform him that the Patriots had selected him this year to come to the Patriots Hall of Fame, he had one request. He asked if he could retire as a New England Patriot first. So I know we're all happy to extend him that opportunity to return home and officially become a New England Patriot. Would you come up, Raymond? It's a contract. Too many lawyers involved, so we'll just do signatures.
Thank you, John.
Patriots' first member into the team's Hall of Fame was our good friend Hoggy Hanna in 1991. 26 years later, the person who wore number 26 for 13 seasons is now the 26th person to be inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great honor to call upon Raymond Claiborne to accept this wonderful induction into the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to thank Mr. Kraft for presenting me. That was one hell of an introduction. I'd like to thank God because without him, none of this would be possible. to my mother. To my mother, God rest her soul, who allowed me to play the game of football that ultimately changed my life. To the fans who voted for me, I'll always say Patriots fans are the best fans in the world. Y'all were able to finally make this happen. The fourth time was a charm. In my case, anyway. To my daughters, Lindsay and Sydney, my son Raymond Jr., and my grandson Logan, all who bring me joy to my life, are all here to witness my legacy and this wonderful event. To my lovely wife, Kimberly, what can I say? I love you to infinity. Thank you. Thank you for continuing to help me daily during this transition of my life after professional football. To Mr. Kraft and Mr. Belichick, you guys have put together a phenomenal organization. Boy, I wish I could have played for the both of you. During my football career, I would have won at least a couple of championship rings. My teammates, I had the pleasure of playing with some of the greatest talented group of guys. I would like to thank you and acknowledge you all at this time. All the guys that I played with, the New England Patriots, would you please stand? For those who couldn't join us here today, you're all definitely missed. Sadly, there are so many teammates that are no longer here on earth. To those men that have passed on, please know you have left a mark and helped make this game of professional football unforgettable. And at this time, I'd like to recognize Ray Kostick, Rod Schoep, Julius Adams, Bill Linkaitis, Sam Adams, Bobby Howard, Darrell Stingley, Larry McGrew, Richard Bishop, Leon Gray, last but not least, my friend, Mosi Tatupu. I'd like to give them a moment of silence. Now indulge me a little bit. While I go back down memory lane, 1985, Ronnie Lippitt, Roland James, Fred Marion, and myself. I believe that we had one of the best secondaries in New England Patriots history. As Mr. Kraft said earlier, we went down to the Orange Bowl and shut down the mighty Miami Dolphins. Where the Patriots had played and lost 18 straight games. But in that Orange Bowl AFC Championship game, we came out victorious on a wonderful, typical sunny day at the Orange Bowl, which no longer exists anymore. We were underdogs, and the odds were stacked against us. The defensive line had their work cut out for them. Dennis Owens, Garen Barris, Andre Tippett, Toby Williams, Julius Adams, Ben Johnson, and Smiley Cresswell. Dan Marino was one of the top-ranked quarterbacks at that time and was believed to have led the Dolphins to a win. But our determination and tenacity proved victorious, and we won. That would always be etched in the history books, and that was one of the proudest moments as a New England Patriot, one of my proudest moments as a New England Patriot. We were on our way to the Super Bowl. Now that's fast forward to 2017. It's an honor to stand here on this stage besides my fellow inductees. I'm the 26th man up here. How benefiting, since that was my jersey number. What a great and fantastic group of athletes. It means so much to me to be entering the Hall of Fame with these particular set of men. Steve Grogan, Groves, Steve Nelson, Nelly, John Hanna, Hogg, Andre Tippett, Tip, Stanley Morgan, Steamer, Sam Cunningham, Bam, and Mike Haynes, the best. Some of whom I'll never forget playing with. No one gets here alone. It is a team game. The game of football was my life. Thank you for making all of my dreams come true. It's a blessing. And in conclusion, words cannot express all of the emotions I have at this time. But two words always best. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, at this time I'd like to invite Scott Zolak up to the stage along with three of Raymond's former teammates. So let's give a round of applause as we invite Patriots and Pro Football Hall of Famers John Hanna, Mike Haynes, and Andre Tippett to our panel discussion.
All right. How's everybody doing? Best fans in the league, right? How many training camps can you go to where you got five pieces of hardware behind you, three Pro Football Hall of Famers, and we welcome this guy into the Patriots Hall of Fame. All right, let's get this thing started. I'm real nervous sitting next to this guy. Yeah, Honk. So they called you Honk. Put the mic up. You got to talk to the mic, John.
I said I was hoping you'd feel safe.
Hey, this guy will protect you, right? All right. Let's go to the man of the hour here. I want to go back to 1977 when I was 9 years of age. I played with Tip when I was a rookie. You mentioned guys like Fred Marion, Ronnie LaPette. Good to see these guys. Ed Reynolds. Man, Ed, you look good. I want to go back to 1977. What was it like to get ready to come to Foxborough from Texas? Now, things have changed in Foxborough, as you can tell.
Oh, it's changed whole lot.
Lafayette House is still here, though. That's about the only thing that hasn't changed.
Well, the Red Fox Inn.
How tough was that transition from to be a rookie?
It was pretty tough. When I first looked at the stadium that we were playing in, I said, well, we have high school stadiums bigger than this. And the facilities weren't very good. Yeah. You know, I came with from the University of Texas, where we had all the best of everything that we needed. And I came up here, and we had an equipment manager named George Luongo that wouldn't even give you a pair of socks.
I'm going to stop him right there, because real quick story here. I got my hair cut in Rentham about 2 weeks ago, and this new barber goes, there was an old guy came in here with a cane, said he worked with you back in the day in the equipment room. I said, it's George Luongo. He used to have a Paul Arpin van. Remember the old state school up back? And he would sell the socks out of there, right? Football's Tip, you remember that.
The socks shoes that belonged to us. I'm sorry, Tip.
Until Mr. Kraft took over the team, we were running around with gray socks out there. They thought that was a uniform code. All right, Raymond, obviously you're here and you've earned the red jacket because of your on-field exploits. Give me some good off-field stories.
What kind of stories you want?
Off-field. Keep it clean. I know you got the family here.
What now?
A couple off-field stories.
I got some of those that I'd like to forget. So I think I'm going to pass that one on to Mike.
All right, we're going to go to Ian, because Tip's over there. He's real quiet. I play with Tip. I know he's a little more boisterous than that. Tip, give me a couple good stories about this guy.
Raymond Claiborne was the greatest cornerback that I ever played with. Raymond allowed our defense to play very good. Nelly, what else did you want me to say? No, we were very fortunate to have Claiborne. When I first got here, Ray and Mike were here, and I was licking my chops because I thought we were going to have a very good defense for a very long time. And then Mike got away from us, and everything else is history. But Claiborne allowed our defense to do a lot of special things out there on the football field. And he did that for a very long time, and you have to appreciate and take your hat off for a person like that and the work ethic and the things that he's done. And me and talking to some of the DBs earlier this morning, I was asking for some memories and different things that I could pass along, and the things that they all talked about was how caring and nurturing Claiborne was as a teacher, sharing and passing down what he's already learned from football. So those are the things that I can talk about. I'm taking the fifth.
All right, we're going to move on to Mike Haynes here. Tip pulled me aside, and he goes, I know you play with Ty Law, and I have a lot of respect for Ty, and we've been through stuff with Darrell, and you guys were at practice, and you get to see Stephon Gilmore and Malcolm Butler on the other side, and these look like two really good shutdown corners. How good were you two as a tandem, Mike, back in the heyday?
I'd say we were the best.
Oh, look how big they are, 6'2", 6'3".
Now, we were very, very fortunate. I mean, we had five number one draft choices in the secondary with Tim Fox, Rick Sanford, Roland James, Raymond, and myself. And we thought that we had the makings to be great for a long, long time. Raymond came in his first year. He really didn't get to play a lot of corner because he didn't play a lot of it in college. And just like me, when I came in my rookie year, we had an older guy here named Bobby Howard. And he kind of took me under my ropes when I was a rookie. He did the same thing for Raymond when he was a rookie. And we both got a chance to learn from him. He was a great man-to-man guy and a smart guy, too. And as maybe you folks don't know, I mean, the corners are the smartest guys on the team. And one of the things that Bucko Kilroy said to me one time, Raymond, I hope you don't mind me saying this.
I don't mind.
All right. Bucko Kilroy said, Mike, you know, Raymond Claiborne is the smartest guy on our football team. And I said, what? And he wasn't kidding. So I don't know how he determined that, you know, the Wonderlic test or whatever, something that maybe scouts do. But they determined that Raymond was the smartest guy on our football team. Then things started to make sense. Because, you know, a lot of times you would think maybe he wasn't paying attention. He really was. Or maybe he was bored of hearing the same thing again. You know, again and again, he's ready to move on. But we had a lot of talent in those days, and we were really blessed to have guys like Stanley Morgan and Daryl Stingley and Cedric Jones, you know, guys to work out with every single day in practice to help us get better. So it was a blessing, and I can't say how much I really enjoyed. When I moved on to the Raiders, I had Lester Hayes, and he was the corner on the other side. And I really think that if we were together today, it would be the same as it was when we were together back in those days, and we would be probably rated the best tandem of all time, especially with all those Super Bowl wins.
Oh. All right, we're going to go to John Hanna here. We're talking a lot about defense here. How much, you see Groggs over there, and there's Stanley over there, 18 yards per catch. That'll never be broken, Stanley. I told you that in the back room, even though they got that fast guy now, this Cooks kid. How much better did they make you guys as an offensive unit going up against these type of guys every day in practice, especially back to 85 when you guys were going into that Miami game? You guys lost 18 in a row. I don't know if you remember that. But how big was that week? Talk about all that stuff, John.
Yeah, I remember all those because I was here during those 13 of them, or 12 of them. But anyway, I was just thinking when Mike was talking about Raymond being the smartest guy on the defensive unit. That says
the team.
A lot.
Smartest on the team. Yeah. Not the defensive unit. On the team.
It says a lot about defense, but anyway.
Try to keep it simple.
But anyway. One thing you got to know about a fat offensive lineman is we like those easy touchdowns on those kickoff and returns and stuff and the punt return. So getting the ball and having those interceptions and having a short drive was like a holiday for us. And there were a few times late in the game we didn't make a good kickoff return when I was blowing pretty hard, you know. And he'd get us close and I'd want to kiss him, but I wouldn't let myself. It was very much appreciated. And like on the 85 game, they were right. I mean, they did things on defense. The game plan was very simple. Raymond's memory's not real good. It was raining that day. And in actuality, what the game plan was a very controlled. We controlled the ball on offense and held it away from them as long as we could. And then they'd come in and overload and get the ball to us as quick as they could. And that's what won the game. You know, we had I think Mosey came in, who was the greatest mutter I ever saw in my life. When it was wet, that boy could run. And he came in and just had a heck of a game. And then Claybo and them on defense were unbelievable. But when I think of we've had great teams in the 70s, but I'm going to disagree with Mike. That 85 defense, we had great players, don't get me wrong, but that 85 defense was the best defense I think we ever had, because you had Lip at one corner, you had Roland, you had Raymond.
Okay, you can stop that, John.
What's all right.
You had, well, we gotta go. You had bookends with Andre and with Blackman, and you had Nelly in the middle, and you had Sergeant Rock in the middle, and Lou, and McGrew, and that was just – I wish we'd – I think our 70s offense was better, but if we'd had our 70s offense with the 80s, 85 defense – that would have been a whole different season. I really right. would.
Let's give it up for these guys. Congratulations again. It's great to see all the former teammates out here. We're going to continue this program. Pro Football Hall of Famers, the newest elected member of the Patriots Hall of Fame. This all would not be possible if it wasn't for Mr. Kraft and the Kraft family. Turn the program back over to John Rook. Thank you very much for sticking around.
All right, we're going to invite Mr. Kraft and Jonathan Kraft up here to the stage and have our Patriot Hall of Famers stand so we can take a nice big group photo with Raymond Claiborne, our newest inductee. Make sure you snap all of your pictures as well. How about this group, huh? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for attending our 10th annual Hall of Fame induction ceremony at the Hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon. The hall will be open until 9 o'clock tonight. We hope that you'll come by and take some time to visit. We do have the brand new renovated Anatomy of a Comeback with, of course, Super Bowl 51 story told in 3D, pretty much, within the Super Bowl experience exhibit. So I hope you'll take some time to go by and take a look at that inside the hall. And we know you'll enjoy the 2017 football season, won't you? We all will. We'll look forward to seeing you all right back here for the exhibition games coming up September 7th against the Chiefs, and back here again next year. Go Patriots!